Well, according to the most recent statistics, the life expectancy for New Zealand women is 84 and for men 82. I guess that's for a child born today. And incredibly, for the last 50 years, each year the lifespan of the average New Zealander has increased by about 10 weeks. So we've gained over a decade since 1970. Our next guest, population health specialist Alistair Woodward, completed medical school in 1970, and the life expectancy then for men and women was around 70 years, or 70. He's now Professor of Epidemiology and Biostatistics at the University of Auckland's Medical Faculty. Good morning, Alistair. Lovely to talk.
Good morning.
So about 10 weeks for each and every year. Has that been consistent, by the way? Has there been a sudden surge in the 1960s, or has that life expectancy moved pretty increasingly for a baby born 1970, 71, 72 and onwards, 10 weeks extra a year?
No, it wasn't exactly regular. And it was the late 70s, really, when the increase in life expectancy picked up. And interestingly, just in the last 4 or 5 years, I think we're seeing a slowing of the increase. So it's an average over that extended period.
What have been the main factors then, first in the improvement or in the increase in expectation?
I think you can point to three things. Changes in the environment, changes in social policy, and improvements in healthcare. They've all played a part. You know, the environment, you just remember what it was like before we had median barriers on motorways. The Smoke-Free Environments Act, you know, has absolutely changed the sorts of places that we live and work in. And healthcare has, in many important ways, made a profound difference to people's life chances.
Why have we done so much better than counterparts in the UK and the US?
Well, the United States is always such an intriguing place, isn't it? It's a country that, in health terms, manages to do so little with so much. You know, they spend enormous amounts of money and have centres of excellence. But as a country, their health statistics are on a par with Costa Rica. You know, it's not an efficient way of protecting and promoting population health.
They've had different challenges at different times and are often first out of the blocks, aren't they, with the latest epidemic, be it obesity or the opioid crisis.
Yes, I mean, the United States is an interesting example of a country where life expectancy is now going backwards. And that seems to be driven very much by some of the epidemics you just point to, you know, suicide, opioids, drugs of various kinds, poverty, despair. There are pockets of the United States where health conditions akin really to low and middle income countries rather than the richest country in the world.
You mentioned this gain is now tailing off. How?
It's perhaps too soon to know for sure if we're talking about New Zealand. The latest Stats New Zealand report suggests that over the last 5 years, we probably are not quite keeping to the 10 weeks extra life every year average, you know. And it has bounced around in the past, so it's perhaps a little too soon to tell whether it is tailing off. But certainly life expectancy is still on the up. You know, we're not like the United States. We're not like the UK, where things seem to have flattened off. We're more akin to Canada and Australia, where also we see life expectancy continuing to rise year by year.
Has that extra decade or more been accompanied by the kind of quality of health one would hope?
Well, that's the $64 question, isn't it? I mean, living longer is not necessarily a good thing if the quality of people's lives is much degraded. And it's much easier to measure quantity than quality. So the question of health span is sort of more difficult than lifespan. However, I think there's fairly good evidence that we are living longer in good life than we were in the past. You know, for example, cognitive decline, which is something that people are very conscious of and concerned about, appears to be occurring later in cohorts that are born more recently. So in other words, yes, aging does get to us in the end, but it's going to arrive later now than it did in the past.
Thank you. I know you're giving a series of talks as part of the Auckland University's, I think they're called the Spring Talks, are they? It's got a...
Yes, that's right, the Spring Lecture Series.
Spring Lecture Series, a lovely idea to get out now the days are longer and learn some more. It's certainly a very interesting and timely field you're in. Thank you, Professor Alistair Woodward.